fill every command of Allah. Angels of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we bring another new episode of our program World of Angel before you. Insha'Allah Zawajal, like every other episode, we will try to bring new information before you, new excellences of different malaika, different angels, and different aspects of this in front of you. Insha'Allah Zawajal, by the end of today's episode, your knowledge will further increase in relation to the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before that, as usual, let's listen to a virtue of reciting durood, sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It has been narrated that the holy prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "The one who recites durood upon me 100 times on the day and night of Friday, Allah Almighty will fulfill his 100 needs. 70 of the hereafter and 30 of this world." We shall not be lazy in reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and we shall recite durood upon Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as much as we can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today, as we'll be talking about the angels, we'll also be getting a gist of how huge and enormous they are, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them. Shaykh Tajuddin bin Atta rahmatullahi ta'ala states that it has been narrated that there is such an angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has covered 1/3 of the entire universe, meaning that he's so massive, so enormous, that he covers 1/3 of the universe. And then this another angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's covered the 2/3 of the universe. And then there's another angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's covered the entire universe. So this is how enormous these angels are. One of them has covered 1/3 of the universe. The second one has covered 2/3 of the universe. And the third one has covered the entire universe. After stating this narration, he himself states that when this angel, i.e. the last one that we spoke about, who's covered the entire universe, then if this is the state that he's covered the entire universe, then where exactly are the other two angels situated? Where exactly are they based? As this is a logical question, that when there's one angel who's covered the entire universe, then where are the other two angels? And on the same note, where are the other angels? When we hear that there's so many angels, the kiram and katibin, we're also over here, there's so many other things, then if only one angel is occupying the entire space of the universe, then where exactly are the other two angels and everyone else? Then to this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala answers himself saying that lata'if do not crash into each other. Meaning that the bodies of the angels, they are made of lata'if or of nur. They don't crash into each other. Its example is that someone lights a lamp in a room. Its light covers the entire room. When more lamps are lit in that room, then their lights do not crash into each other. Same is the case with malaika, with angels, as they are created with nur. So existence of one angel in the universe will not stop the existence of the second angel, and that will not stop the existence of the third angel, because they all are created from nur. They all have the bodies which we call bodies of lata'if. So they will not crash into each other, they will not stop each other from existing at the same place at the same time. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi وآله وسلم. حضرت سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said that one angel has come to me with the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never descended on earth before this. He has just descended to bring this very message to me. Now, listen to the size of this angel and how enormous he is. Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam carries on to say that he placed his one foot on the sky, whereas his second foot was placed on the earth. This is how huge and enormous this angel is. So both his feet were not placed on the earth as of yet. One foot was in the sky and the other was on the earth. So he did not lift that foot at all. The foot that was placed on the sky, he did not lift it at all, and the other foot remained on the ground. This is how big this angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, who came in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This another highly dignified and immensely enormous angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how much is the distance between his earlobe and his collarbone? Let's listen to this in this beautiful narration, which has been narrated on the authority of Hazrat Sayyiduna Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he states that whilst giving the news of unseen, the news of ghaib, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated that there are some angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whom the distance between their earlobe and collarbone is the distance that a fast flying bird covers in 100 years. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, the distance which you can see, which is hardly a hand's breadth for us between our earlobe and the collarbone, the same distance for that very angel is the distance as much as a fast flying bird would cover in 100 years. This is how big and eminent this very angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So you can see that how great this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So we are going through the grandeur and the majesty, the excellences of the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are about to bring another beautiful and astonishing fact before you, and this would perhaps leave you astonished and perplexed. Hazrat Sayyiduna Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that there is such an angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whose half body is made of fire and half body is made of ice. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, there is an angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that half of his body is made of fire and half of his body is made of ice. These both are completely opposite to each other. One is the extreme of warmth and the other is the extreme of coolness. But look at the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He Almighty created this angel in such a way that half of his body is made of fire and half of his body is made up of ice. Moreover, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is giving us the facts, the news of unseen, of ghaib, that Allah Almighty has given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi alayhi wa sallam. This knowledge of unseen has not been given to us. We do not know of this knowledge, but Allah Almighty has given this knowledge of unseen to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that this very angel, half of his body is made of a fire and half of his body is made up of ice. And he makes this supplication in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this supplication is very important for us as well to learn from it. What does he supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? O the one creating affection between fire and ice. How great this fact is, that affection has been established between fire and ice. Fire and ice, these both are together. Warmth and coolness coexists over here. So he says that, O the one creating affection between fire and ice, Fire does not melt the coolness of ice, and ice does not extinguish the warmth of fire. So the one who's developed affection between fire and ice develop love and affection in the hearts of believers. This immensely highly ranked angel is supplicating for us, for the believers, for them to have affection between them. So we should also develop love and affection between ourselves. We shall always have clean hearts for our Islamic brothers, for our relatives, for our parents, for our siblings. And all this for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. We shall take away every kind of grudge, every element of malice, every kind of animosity that may exist in our hearts for our fellow Muslim brothers. Many a times, dear viewers of Madani Channel, for insignificant matters, for smallest of the matters, we, ma'adallah, create grudges and enmity in our hearts for our Muslim brothers. And this is something which is very dangerous for our iman. This is something very dangerous for our environment, for our society as well. And we can see how important it is to develop a love and affection between brothers, and having this affection in our hearts, that such a great angel is also supplicating for this very element in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This very angel is supplicating in the court of Allah Almighty that, Ya Allah Almighty, have create affection in the hearts of believers. We can imagine when such highly ranked angel is supplicating for something, how important this very attribute and element would be. We come to know that when such an angel whose half body is made up of fire and half is made up of ice, when he is comparing this coexistence of fire and ice with affection, with the development and of affection, at the same time he's supplicating in the court of Allah Almighty to develop affection in the hearts of believers. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we shall ensure and try our utmost to have affection in our hearts for our fellow Muslim brothers, for our parents, for our siblings, for our relatives, and make sure that we ignore small and petty things based upon which we, ma'adullah, create enmity between us and our relatives, based upon which we, ma'adullah, start having grudges and malice for our fellow Muslim brothers. Upon smallest of the matters which are most insignificant matters, and even if something big happens, then forgive your Muslim brothers for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, you will earn immense reward in the hereafter for this. And who knows that this very action of yours becomes a means for attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this very action of ours becomes a means for our salvation in the hereafter. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, have affection in your hearts for your fellow Muslim brothers, for your parents, for your siblings, as this is very, very important element that we should instill in our character. This is very important for a peaceful society, for a peaceful house, for a peaceful environment in our house, which unfortunately we are lacking nowadays. So this is very important, and try to develop this beautiful attribute in your character. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. سيدنا مالك بن دينار رحمة الله تعالى عليه states that the following news has reached us, that there are some angels in some skies who all perform tasbih. While doing tasbih, some out of them are in the state of prostration, some are in the state of qiyam. You have seen how great and glorified these angels are, what rank and dignity Allah Almighty has given them, and how greatly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them. Despite all their dignity, despite all their grandeur, they are busy in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite all the excellencies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with, what do? They do nothing but worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They keep performing the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then again, we need to contemplate our own state. We need to ponder upon our own state, that how much do we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do we perform? So dear viewers of Madani Channel, from all these narrations, from going through all these aspects of the excellences of these angels, we get one very beautiful lesson, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is to perform the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the creation of our birth, the creation of our existence is nothing but to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what we do, no matter what happens, it is incumbent upon us to perform our fara'id and wajib act. And in addition to that, we shall strive to attain the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through performing nafl acts, through performing those actions that will enable us to attain more proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faraid and wajibat, there is no option. We have to perform them. But nawafil and those optional worships are such, are those that would make us, that would enable us to attain more proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would enable us to have more elevated ranks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are ashraf al-makhlukat, we are the best of the creations, so we shall strive more to attain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shall strive more to attain more proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to have more elevated ranks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the light of all these narrations, we've covered the excellences that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed these angels with. How beautifully they have been created. What great majesty is behind their creation. How enormous they are, how great they are, and what great excellences they possess. But despite all this, what do? They keep praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They keep worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we shall also try to do the same. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was all from today's episode regarding the excellences of angels. Insha'Allah, straight after this program, there will be other beautiful programs aired on Madani Channel that will keep increasing our knowledge, and insha'Allah, that will keep enlivening our faith further. So stay tuned into Madani Channel and stay tuned into the programs that will be aired after this very program as well. May Allah Almighty shower His choicest of blessings upon all of us, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Sallu Ala Al Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam.
They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command of Allah. Angels are